Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Are you worth more than your employer's paying you? Well, with the economy in a downturn, your employer probably won't offer you a raise anytime soon. But that doesn't mean you don't deserve one. And with tough economic times, you've got to do everything you can to increase your financial margin. And this is especially true if you're trying to get out of debt. So today we've got the top three steps to getting a raise. And these are provided by our good friend John Nardini at freemoneyfinance.com. Number one, before you ask for a raise, make sure you deserve it. Sit down with your boss and carefully go over the expectations for your job. And then make a written list and keep it handy. Number two, work to achieve those objectives. And then some. Overperform and document your success with regular emails to your boss. Now, this will make his or her job easier, and it'll make it more likely that you'll be in line to get the raise. And then number three, if possible, show that you're being underpaid compared to others doing the same type of work. Now, there's lots of websites to help you with this, but I would start with salary.com. And here's a bonus tip. Have a great attitude. It really helps if your boss wants to give you a raise. So make working with you a pleasant experience. And finally, be patient. Your boss may not be able to give you a raise just now, but by doing your homework, you'll be on the short list when business picks up. For more great advice, visit us online at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.